This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's 11 a.m. on a Friday. You know what that means. It is a Vodka Red Bull Friday powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Toby Altizer in for JP here on B-Mitch and Finley. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. So I want to give credit to the right guy that tweeted this a couple of days ago. So Davis Matic, M-A-T-T-E-K, Davis Matic, the other day, I believe this was 4 days ago, on July 7th, tweeted out, assuming every player is at their athletic peak, which NFL player would win a game of 11v11 football if all teams were made up of 22 clones of the same guy? So the same dude is playing every position on the football field. What player would you choose? The reason that I saw this in the first place, by the way, is funny. I think Ben Standig had retweeted this with Tressway. Huh? What do you think about? I know Tressway can play quarterback and punt. I don't know about him at defensive end.
Well, I had a guy hit me yesterday. He said the one man game, Lorenzo Alexander.
Yes.
I believe Lorenzo probably can handle it. With a nickname like that, hell, why do you think they call you one man game? Because he was doing a lot of stuff. The dude was probably a great special teams phenom. Then he used to play stand-up linebacker. They put him in pass rush. He went and got double-digit sack. What's the Pro Bowl? You know, I would take low.
A good one for that's local here would have been Sean Taylor, because you know that he can play running back.
Yep.
You know that he can play safety, and he can play linebacker. He can play corner, mm-hmm. And he's a big dude. I think dudes that are like that, right, the anomalies that are that size, even a Cam Newton.
Can move, run.
Yeah, those sorts of dudes. I think that's the ones you want to go with.
I don't know, Cam. I don't know. He was scared to dive in there to get the fumble. I don't think he's going to hit nobody, dog.
Tay tweeted at me and said, give me 11 Megatrons. Calvin Johnson, I think, fits in there. I don't know if he's going to be
physical. That's what Jeff said yesterday, I think.
Don't know if he's going to be physical enough up front, but there's no question he's going to route some dudes up.
But he's going to have an advantage in a lot of positions.
Big time.
Yeah.
Dwayne tweets and said, the most obvious player should be Myles Garrett. Who's blocking him? Who's tackling him as a running back? And who's guarding him running a slant route as a receiver? His size and speed, he can probably cover some receivers.
That's a good one. I like that one.
The guy I went with yesterday, because I think similar vein, it's on the flip side, though, is Trent Williams. Yeah. The reason I go with Trent is look back at what Adrian Peterson said about him when they played together at Oklahoma.
Well, how about when they raced in the little 20-yard shuttle?
That's what I'm saying.
And Trent was right there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. People don't understand how athletic Trent is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're putting him fully healthy at his athletic peak anywhere, that dude can play all 11 positions darn near.
Yeah, I think if he comes to hit you, you got a problem.
Yeah. Big time. And my thing is, if I have 11 Trent Williams on offense if I can just turn around and toss it to Trent Williams and I got a bunch of Trent Williams blocking
for him? Yeah.
Good luck.
You got a problem right there.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in.
What's the big man down there in Tampa?
Vita Vea?
Yeah. If you got 11 Vita Veas on defense, I don't think you're running the ball on them.
Here's an interesting one. Jordan Mailata. Big old dude.
Yeah.
Played rugby.
Yeah. That would be a problem. That would probably be a disadvantage for tons of people.
100%. You're not tackling that guy.
Because he played rugby. He knows how to move.
Scarence Terrence says, give me Sammy Ball. that dude did everything already.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know, Terrence. I don't know.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to, I believe Jeff was Jeff in Centerville wanted to talk about the DBs, but who's the guy that you would have if you were going 11 on 11, you can only take one dude playing all the positions?
All time, I think it's a pretty obvious answer is Cam Newton, if you can convince him to jump on the ball, I guess. But I saw a clip of him in college. He lined up at wide receiver and mossed an Ole Miss corner.
Yeah.
So I think he's got the receiver skills. And if I'm saying all-time or recent Redskin all-time, I'm going with Logan Thomas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, big old dude. Appreciate it, Jeff. I mean, we came up with the idea yesterday that I think 11 Brian Mitchells would be pretty good.
Yeah, I think that would give people problems because he wouldn't be afraid to hit Trent or Vita Vea.
No.
And they got to run with him.
It might get knocked out, but he's willing to go in there. And
I'm going to try it. See, once you hit him in the knees, they're gonna start tiptoeing a little bit. But I'm going to let that thing fly, brother. Yeah, I'll try it.
I like it. Steve is in Brandywine. Steve, who are you going with?
Yeah, you just stepped on me, man. But I say Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
And the fella answered that phone. He said his head's big enough to play, so I ain't going to name no names.
Don't get beat up, dog.
That's what he said. I ain't going to name him.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure out who it is.
Right?
We know who it is. Appreciate it, Steve.
All right. Take care.
That's a good one.
All right, Jeffrey.
Ryan tweeted at me and said, give me either Gronk or Kittle. I think those are good
that's
ones.
That's not bad.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I like that.
One guy couldn't stay on the line, but he said Mike Sellers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I think he's already been on today, but we'll give him a quick answer. Jupe, what's your answer?
What up, Jupe?
11 Mike Allstocks. We all just right. punishing everything.
All right.
Now we're talking.
Everything.
Now right. we're talking. Yes. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
How about that fullback love?
Yeah, fullback love. They almost have them more in the league.
Man, bleep Mike Allstock. I will never forget he ran through us.
I think if we're going with that, I'd be interested to see what Riggo could do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You imagine Riggo? He had that mentality
Riggo was a little bit wild. A little crazy.
Yeah.
So, I don't see him being able. He'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can deal with that.
And I can guarantee you that if you're running some sort of counter or power and you got a pulling John Riggins, he's coming through with a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, 800-636-1067. Toothpick is on the line. Pick, what's up?
Pick.
Hey, what's good? Okay, I have two answers, right? But I want to see these two teams play each other. CT, I think Clinton Portis will be excellent. You know, he caught the ball. He had a couple of passing touchdowns. But he's also crazy enough to stick his face in there versus offensive lineman anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see him play. And then my second choice was going to be Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis was a wide receiver player tight end. He was a cheat code. So, Vernon Davis.
Appreciate it, Toothpick.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
You know what's funny is I actually tweeted something like this during the season. I need to figure out what exactly I said because I remember tweeting about a current commander that I said if I could make a team of 11 dudes – I would do it. Here it is. This is from November 24th, 2024. I don't remember exactly what game this was. It might have been the Dallas game. And I said, if I had to make an entire football team out of one player, I'd take 53 Frankie Louvus.
Yeah, yeah. Frankie's a maniac, man.
Yeah, I like Frank. He's insane.
Frankie's a maniac.
Pitcher 7, people jumping over the line at once.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You can't even
give us a touchdown.
You can't even get a snap off because Frankie's just jumping over the line and all the entire defensive line's jumping over. Sean's in Falls Church. Sean, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I currently I got Derrick Henry. That's 11 stiff arms against 11 stiff arms. It's just that would be unreal. And then all time, I got either LT or Ronnie Lott, just guys with their heads on fire, or an honorable mention to Albert Haynesworth. I'm kidding. Absolutely kidding.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for telling us you were
that
kidding.
That would be 11 people
appreciate
laying
it,
on
Sean.
The field.
Yeah. You know what, though? What if, like, madness, somebody allowed you to do that?
You can
what,
do that.
Lay on the field?
Make all the guys one guy.
You can find a way to do that.
I would love to see it.
You can find a way to do that.
Yeah, pull it up, man. You could do it.
We got to figure out. We can find a way to do it. We could clone
put
some
all,
guys and make it work.
Everybody is just. I want to try Vita Vea for
here's
real.
Here's a guy that doesn't get enough credit for his career. That's
who's
funny
that?
Because when he says LT, you and me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Immediately think.
No, I'm thinking Lawrence Taylor.
Exactly
but
right.
But you're thinking LaDainian Thomas.
I'm thinking LaDainian Thomas. You know how good you got to be to take an all-time great, maybe the greatest defensive player of all time, and borrow his nickname, and I think LaDainian Tomlinson, and you think Lawrence Taylor?
Hey.
You know how good LaDainian Tomlinson was to be able to...
Oh, he was good.
I think LaDainian Tomlinson, not Lawrence Taylor. You got to be special.
Yeah, very special.
To be able to borrow that. I'm not saying steal it. You got to be able to special to borrow that from Lawrence Taylor. 800-636-1067. Matt is in Stafford. Matt, what's up?
What's up? I saw Ben Roethlisberger with a broken nose pick Terrell Suggs with one arm and just throw him. He was the ultimate athlete. He could have played pro baseball, pro basketball. I think that Ben Roethlisberger could figure out every single 22 positions. And not that alone, but if you had five Big Bens and you spread out the offense and he's in the shotgun, he's going to have enough time to shred up the defense, even if he's facing 11 Aaron Donalds. And they come and they run it down the throat. Big Ben's going to win in a shootout. He's clutch. He's tough. I think that's the answer.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
I don't know if he's going to block
He's not blocking Aaron Donald. I don't know that he's holding up.
Ben was tough. I liked him.
That,
but I don't
fact,
know if he's blocking 11 Aaron Donalds, man.
That's what someone tweeted at me and said 11 Aaron Donalds, for sure.
That would
he's
got to
be on there. I'm interested when Ben Roethlisberger, the reason that I really liked the way that he approached things and maybe that he could do it. Remember when you saw the video of him at practice and everyone, they're tossing the bags and every other quarterback's weaving in and out like they're supposed to. And Ben
just slapped
bang, bang. he was a little bit wacko. He had a little bit of that.
Bro, to play the NFL, you got to be wacko.
Let's get out to Larry in Waldorf. Larry, what's up?
Following on Pittsburgh, because I'm a true Pitt fan, my thing would be, what about 11 Mel Blunts?
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you change the whole rule of the NFL for one guy. Yeah, that kind of guy, putting him at every position, I mean, he was like 6'4", so receiver, running back, what have you, whatever. He's going to give it all.
You're right about that one.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Mel,
yeah, that's a good one.
Mel was a bad dude. Bro.
I didn't get to watch him, but yeah, I've heard.
I came at the right time. I was able to watch a lot of the older dudes and these newer dudes. I could check them all out.
Could you do a Ronnie Lott maybe in there?
Ronnie's going to hit you.
I got another one from a guest who came.
I don't know if Ronnie could catch.
They said Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon, man.
Woo!
Man, Deacon head slap you. I used to go play in a golf tournament with Deacon. And, man, Deacon used to play for the Redskins back in the day. Deacon Jones, they chopped the head slap because of him. He said, man, I hit him in the head. Bang, their head be ringing to the fourth quarter.
I had someone else in mind. I completely forgot. Carlos is in Alexandria. Carlos, what's up?
Carlos.
I would love to see a matchup of Travis Kelce versus B. Mitch.
I would love to see that one, too.
I'm gonna put my money on the man to my right.
Travis wants to go with quarterback. You know, I like those quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean Travis is a good player, but he's not nearly as explosive as prime Brian Mitchell. Maybe current Brian Mitchell. We'll see.
Oh, no. Only thing explosive is a golf swing.
Let's get Vaughn in Virginia. Vaughn, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. How y'all doing this evening?
We good, man. How about yourself?
Me? Doing all right. To me, I would have to go with Calvin Johnson.
All right.
Yeah, Megatron.
They had four people trying to cover him anyway, and they still couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean,
you got a point.
Megatron's a freak, too. 6'5", 237.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the crazy part is he went to a school that no one's ever thought a good receiver's gone to. Georgia Tech?
Yeah, bro.
I always thought of him running the option.
They ran the option when he was there, but every time they threw it to him. Listen, you could have 55 carries and 10 passes, and he'll probably end up with 100 and some yards.
Let's see. He was 6'5", 237 when he played. Julio Jones is 6'3", 220. That'd be an interesting one. A big dude like that that can just fly.
Mm-hmm.
Modern guy of that would maybe be a DK Metcalf. Someone tweeted in and said, "Mel Blunt, raise Mel Blunt and go with James Harrison."
James Harris? Oh yeah, Harrison.
Julius Peppers
James
is a good
one. James is a bad boy.
Yeah,
remember he got the interception and ran all the way in the.
I love
in the Super Bowl.
I love
right?
hearing him talk about that. He's like, I was gonna need oxygen. That.
What about Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn, yeah.
Yeah, beast mode.
Yeah, Julius Peppers is another one I've got here.
Marshawn's still crazy.
Yeah, well, it doesn't leave you when you got.
He said, "I'm taking all my lime in the sizzlers."
Julius Peppers was that's another freak right there.
Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, B. Doc. I think B. Doc would hit anything moving.
There's no question.
Yeah, he didn't.
I don't
care.
Know that Ed Reed is big enough. But
Ray Lewis.
Ed Reed would be interesting.
Ray's go.
Let's get out to Jay in D.C. Jay,
let's
what's up?
Go with Vrabel. Vrabel played both sides.
Vrabel, yeah.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Call, man. Yeah, I think I have to go with I'm going to go with Gronk. That'll be one of my first. I think Gronk could fit the bill. He'd be a guy after that, so he can do on both sides of the ball. And for the hell of a man,
I'd say it,
Mike Vick.
Dude, Mike Vick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Whoever on defense will have a problem.
No question.
If you got to deal with all of him all over the field with that speed, and can throw the ball wherever, run past everybody, that's
Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis?
Oh, bus. Yeah. The bus.
Here's some interesting ones in the chat. Roquan Smith, Ricky Williams. Here's one for you. Steve Atwater.
Oh, boy. At will hit you.
I was going to save this question
When he hit Christian Nicoye.
I was going to save this question for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Maybe we can save this, but Is there a cooler nickname than the Nigerian Nightmare? Christian Okoye?
It was until he got hit by Steve Atwater.
What's that dude from Cleveland? Njoku?
Yeah. David Njoku.
Yeah.
Well, hell, you want to do all time? Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim Brown for sure.
All the old people I know, y'all say, hell yeah, B. Mitch. Go with Jim Brown.
Someone in here says Night Train Lane. Steve McNair is an interesting one, big quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one recently. He played both ways at times, and he started his college career as a tight end. J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J., big boy.
He played a little bit on offense. He understands how to make things work.
He has to stay healthy, though.
Let's see. Franco.
He always had a little something bothering him.
Franco Harris.
Franco. Yeah, but Franco, he ran out of bounds. He didn't want the hits. Big boy.
Here's the dude that didn't mind a hit. Mike Singletary.
Hell yeah. Can you imagine Mike Singletary playing offense? He'd be at fullback just looking at you.
Yeah, he's going to run with some anger. There's no question.
Man, look.
Oh, here's a good one. The Fridge.
Yeah.
William Perry.
He had a chance to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be special. 800-636-1067. Keep the phone calls coming and keep the comments coming. If you could choose one guy.
And Sue. Old Scotty said that.
Well, that dude is crazy. There's no question about that. He fits on the all-crazy team.
But you know what? He got all the money he made and a lot more. The big dude is smart with his cheddar.
Big old dude could play. If you could choose one player to play all 22 positions on the football field, on offense and defense, all-time, current, regardless, whatever, who would you take? 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.